You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We have been having the conversation around the steel sector, particularly the long steel sector, with relation to what's been happening with the likes of ArcelorMittal South Africa and the IDC, and looking to see if anything can be done to save the jobs and to save the sector as a whole. While we've been having these conversations, there has been a local steel mill quietly starting up production in Nigel. The steel mill is around 2.5 billion rand in investment that has gone into it thus far. We're going to be taking a look at this and just in general what this means for the steel space. I'm joined on the line by Secretary General of the South African Iron and Steel Institute, Charles Dedenham, to see if we can make sense of this. Charles, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with your overview from a thoughts perspective around the state of the steel industry in South Africa and the importance of that industry as a contributor towards the economy.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. Yes, the steel industry, I think, is of cardinal value to the total manufacturing sector in South Africa. It contributes roughly about, at this stage, about 1.5% to the GDP. But if you look at the total value chain, and the primary steel side is the enabler of the value chain, the value chain is contributing about 5.6% to the overall GDP of the country. So with regard to its importance, I think the steel industry is very important to the overall economy of South Africa.
So Charles, I want to take a look at what is unfolding here in terms of some of the investments that have been made. We've had conversations around the dire need of assistance for the likes of ArcelorMittal. At the same time, we're seeing investment taking place in the space in the form of this new facility that has emerged in Nigel. How do we make sense of kind of where the support is needed, where the investment is needed? Give us a better understanding of that.
Yeah, I think that's a totally skew at this point in time, Jimmy. If one look at the overall steel industry at this point in time, demand is very depressed. So we expect this year again, overall steel consumption to be in the region of 4.4 million tons. Imports is pouring into this into the country itself. So with regard to the overall supply from the local steel mills, we anticipate that the local steel mills will only supply about between 2.8 and 2.9 million tons of the overall steel demand in the country itself. That is in the background of about installed capacity of about 10 million tons and operational capacity of in the region of roughly about 7.5 million tons. So opening up a new steel capacity in the country does not really make any sense with regard to the overall capacity that exists already in the country. And I think it should rather be some optimization and rationalization of current capacities could be a much cheaper way to go and more effective than to go with a new mill coming on stream again. So we are adding some more long steel products into the total equation, of which we have about 3.5 million tons of existing capacity in operation and an overall demand of below a million tons for that specific product. So I cannot really understand what the purpose is of just adding more and more capacity in a country where we do not have any growth in steel demand.
Charles, when we look at the state of the steel industry and we look at the amount of jobs, it is, as you said, a fundamental part of the economy and a contributor from that perspective. One could argue that having a new steel factory and a new steel mill will result in an increase in the creation of jobs. But at the same time, to your point, from an economic standpoint, if we have too much supply and no demand, that doesn't sound like a reasonable economic situation. What is the balance here? How is the balance then to be struck? We don't want to be turning away investment, surely?
Yeah, but I think investment needs to be directed to the optimization effort rather than actually adding new capacity. By just adding new capacity, and it's all the same capacity that you add, where's the product ending up? So the end of the day is the people are killing one another in the marketplace. They're cutting corners. You're getting lesser and lesser quality product coming out of these mills because they are competing fiercely in the market, and they need to cut prices because it's commodities that we are talking about. So on the commodity base, it's purely a competition on pricing. And when that happens, all sorts of funnies are happening in the supply chain, which we cannot afford. And the end user at the end of the day is taking the brunt.
Charles, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around the particular steel mill factory that has come up, being the Chongfeng Metal facility, with the investment from its Chinese investors of around 2.5 billion rands. We're set to see about 600,000 tons of long steel per year from that business. As you said, we don't have a supply problem from a South African perspective. With the infrastructure pipeline that is set to be in place from a government perspective, could this supply and the supply of the rest of the sector be redirected towards meeting those infrastructure needs?
Yes, it can. But then that is why I say you need to redirect, and you need to optimize your current capacities and the capacities that's been created to actually fulfill the need for the infrastructure development program. At this point in time, the infrastructure development program will gain very little from the current setup that we have. And hence, we need more higher quality, better type product output from these capacities that's been created to actually supply into the infrastructure development.
Lots that needs to be considered, but more importantly, deployment needs to be strategic if we are to save the steel industry of South Africa, especially with the fact that it does not lack supply into the market. We need to address some of the other factors around that. Thank you so much to the Secretary General of the South African Iron and Steel Institute, Charles Dedenham, for joining us to take a look at the latest steel mine emerging out of Nigel and the steel space as a whole.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.